they are hoping, Harry Mobberly, the chair of the EKU Center of Community Operations Board, was saying that they think that Joel Michael Alberts is a keeper and will sort of get the center now on track. You know, to an audience member, it may not have appeared there was, you know, a whole lot amiss. Some shows have gone on and seasons have been programmed over the past 2 years and for this coming up third year, but behind the scenes, there has been a lot of turmoil and travail. And this move that they made on Wednesday to hire Mr. Alberts seems to have hopefully brought that to a close and launched a new era here. He is from Bloomington, Illinois, and he runs he's the performing arts director for the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. So this will be a bit of a step up in venue size for him, I believe, and a new era for the EKU Center.
Do you expect some sort of shift in targeting, or is it too early to say?
I think it's too early to say. You know, he says that we talked to him last night, and he said that with a theater that size, the EKU Center has a 2,100-seat theater, that there are a lot of options for what can be programmed there and what can be brought there. So he's excited about the possibilities of it. He also said he's really excited about the possibilities of it as a regional center. You know, when you have that many seats in a town the size of Richmond, you're obviously hoping to pull from outside the area too, to bring in audiences, particularly for some of the bigger name shows that are coming into the center. So I think he feels like he's really found a venue with a lot of possibilities in it. And we asked him if sort of the travails that the center has been going through the past few years were any kind of red flag to him. And he said he felt like those problems really were not institutional, that the problem was simply a lack of consistent leadership at the top. So I guess when you say that, you're hoping to come and provide that.
And we got some anniversaries to talk about. The Lexington Children's Theater, I was impressed to learn that they're celebrating their 75th anniversary. And you seemed impressed through your Facebook postings and whatnot with their latest production, which is a staging of Shrek.
It's a staging of Shrek. And the funny thing is, you know, Shrek is a fairly new show. The rights to perform the musical have just become available to groups outside of, you know, professional productions. But the funny thing is, Shrek is all kind of based in fairy tales. And the Children's Theater has done plenty of productions over the years involving various fairy tales. So really, even though it's a new show, in a way, they've been preparing the costumes and the sets and stuff for quite a while to put on this production. So one of the fun things about it is, if you have been a persistent children's theater goer, you may see costumes and sets and props that you saw in other shows, like, you know, the Pinocchio puppet or the Three Bears outfit or things like that, come back in this production as part of the world that Shrek and Donkey and Lord Farquaad inhabit.
And finally, the Kentucky Artisans Center in Berea, it's celebrating an anniversary, 10 years, and I guess that celebration climaxes this weekend.
That's right. The Kentucky Artisans Center was really set up as a way to make the arts and crafts that Berea is very well known for part of sort of the, you know, tourism game plan in Kentucky, with a real outposts there right on the interstate. And they've been open for 10 years now, and this weekend they're staging a celebration. So, you know, if you're just driving along the interstate from Georgia or wherever up to or Michigan, and you stop in, you may just happen in on a big to-do. But they're going to have performances and special exhibits and things of that sort this weekend to really celebrate.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.